Welcome to Growing Up on the Farm, a look into local agriculture, presented by Pro Tire Sales and Service, also fueled by Kubota. Today we have with us Wilfred and Bryson Duncan, two generations of the Duncan family, working on the family farm in Whitewater region.
For people who may not be familiar with your farm, tell us a bit about what you do and maybe some of the stuff that you might be known for here in the Ottawa Valley.
Well, we are, we didn't grow up in the valley. We have lived here for almost 20 years, moved a couple of times even within the region. We operate a farm that produces hay for the American horse market, and we also grow corn, soybeans, and winter wheat on about 1,700 acres, mostly owned and some rented land.
Let's talk a bit about how the farm has grown since you guys did take over 20 years ago. Was there something in like the American horse market that kind of just clicked with you guys when it came to growing hay and other crops?
Yes, I had some experience. We lived in Tennessee for 10 years before moving here. So I had some experience with the American market, and we had been dairy farmers in Tennessee, and whenever we decided to exit dairy farming and move back to Canada, previous to Tennessee, we'd lived in Manitoba, we decided that was probably what we could do with our previous dairy farming experience or livestock production experience. When we got here, we realized that the climate isn't great for making lots and lots of horse hay. So then we started to divest into the corn and soybeans and wheat. So by accident, got an opportunity to do custom crop spraying or M&R feeds in Mixburg. We have been doing that for almost 19 years now.
Do you know how much of the different crops you may put out each year for people to pick up?
Oh, the operation is, we grow about corn and 700 acres of soybeans and about 250 acres of winter wheat each year. This year, we only have 77 acres of hay, and we have three customers in the U.S. who buy small square hay from us. And we also have a couple of local customers who buy smaller amounts of hay from us. Our hay enterprise is shrinking, and Bryson is not terribly interested in it, though it may shrink further.
I'd like to kind of bring Bryson in because obviously, you know, just about 20 years here in the Valley, obviously he's grown up on the farm as well. I'm curious how he's kind of evolved into the role of being part of the farm.
I guess I'm just his right-hand man. I just do what I'm told.
Well, that's not entirely true. He's taking an ever-increasing role in decision-making. And Bryson's 24 years old now. I'm 61 years old. There is a transition of power, I think you could say, happening as time goes on. And he certainly takes a good role in what's happening.
Would you say maybe, Bryson, that the transition has kind of come at you quickly? As 24 years old, you've obviously, you know, been, you know, part of this farm since its inception. But as you kind of take on more and more responsibilities, is it kind of dawning on you that this might be yours one day?
Well, it was always my goal for it to be mine someday. But I haven't really noticed that I've been taking over so much. Usually my dad is away all summer and I sort of, he's spraying and I'm sort of just running things at home at the farm. And it just seems to be getting a little bit more each year.
And I guess I'll ask Wilfred, what's the verdict on Bryson's performance so far? You seem to think he's going to be there for the long haul. So I imagine it's been pretty good.
It has been good. It has been a learning curve for both of us for a few years. The first couple of years, I would say, were very much a learning curve. But this past couple of years, where things have settled down, I'm very confident that he'll be at least as good a farmer, probably better farmer than I have ever been.
I'm curious a little bit about if there's been any like official succession planning that's been gone on so far and how maybe that process has been if you are going through that.
We are working into that, and we actually have ongoing discussions with, I guess, our lawyers and bankers, etc., various changes to work on that. Anything actually done yet? Not really. But I would think within about 5 years that there will have been a fairly large transition of the ownership of the farm to Bryson.
Bryson, do you think you're ready for that?
I think so, yeah.
Right on. Maybe what are some of the ways that you're planning ahead as these next kind of 5 years come into fruition for you?
Pay off debts.
Oh, that's the dream, isn't it? Maybe anything else that you have your sights on as you get it closer to kind of maybe taking the whole thing over?
More land and just keep growing the farm, try and make it a bigger operation.
All right, a pretty clear directive for the Duncan family as they not only make the transition away from certain crops into others, but also as the eye they hand off to the next generation in maybe just a few years' time. We've been speaking with Wilfred and Bryson Duncan, who have set up shop along the Queens Line in Whitewater region. Thank you both for your time. And remember, you can listen to our Growing Up on the Farm interviews on our website. I'm Casey Egan. Thanks for listening.